It's called the Battle of Walker's Creek. Historian and author Sam Gwynn describes it this way.
It was a major change in the way Indian warfare was conducted. And the story behind it is one of the great stories in the American West.
That story centers around Texas Ranger Jack Hayes.
Before Jack Hayes, men came into the American West on foot carrying a Kentucky long rifle. And after Hayes, they came in on a horse with six guns.
That battle at Walker's Creek pitted a group of Texas Rangers against a much larger contingent of Native Americans. And Rangers' use of multiple shot revolvers against them was devastating.
That sort of technological shift, which altered the balance of power in the West every bit as much as the Comanche's acquisition of the horse much earlier.
Is it too much to say that something that happened in an obscure corner of Kendall County changed the entire American West?
What you said is absolutely accurate.
The Kendall County Historical Commission is shining a light on the battle.
It's the 170th anniversary, so we're having an event Sunday, June 8th.
Historical Commission member Paul Barwick.
Well, the event, it's going from 10 to 5 p.m. We're going to have numerous authors there selling books.
Sam Gwynn will be there, along with many others.
We'll have some Texas Ranger reenactors from the Old West Rangers. All kinds of firearms displays and, Texas history, archaeology. We've got some music in the background. We've got some storytelling going on.
The family-friendly event is held at the Dance Hall in downtown Sisterdale, which is pretty hard to miss. For more, go to TPR.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.